感谢主啊！今天开始，我们有三天的灵恩会。
Thank God that starting now we have our three-day evangelical service.
啊，在早祷会，我们先来查考圣经啊。公义的果效是平安。
For a morning prayer, we shall discuss on the work of righteousness is peace.
好，我们来看以赛亚书三十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 32.
以赛亚书三十二章。
Book of Isaiah, chapter 32.
十七节。
Verse 17. The work of righteousness will be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever.
这个地方讲公义的果效是平安。
Here it says that the work of righteousness is peace.
那公义的效验是平稳，直到永远。
And the effect of righteousness, quietness, and assurance forever.
啊，在很忙碌的生活里面，啊，平安、平稳，啊，确实是一种福气。
In our busy lives, peacefulness, quietness is a form of blessing.
那到底要去哪里来寻找平安、平稳？
But where can we find this peace and quietness?
啊。我最近跟很多的慕道朋友在讨论信仰。
Recently, I've been discussing with many believers regarding our faith.
那至少有两个他提到安息日来聚会三点结束了，他真的不想离开。
And at least two of them mentioned that after the service ends on 3 p.m. on Sabbath day, they were reluctant to leave.
但是大家走了，他也要离开。
But because everyone has left, they ought to leave as well.
那因为他来教会有感觉到平安。
Because in the church, they could feel peace.
这个是扎在教会以外没有办法。
And this is a kind of feeling, an experience that they cannot experience outside of church.
那平安从哪里来？
But where does peace come from?
当然，平安是从神来的。
Of course, peace comes from God.
但是为什么每一个人都在拜神？有的人能够感受平安，有的人没有办法感受平安。
But why is it that everyone is worshiping God, but some people experience peace, but some not?
当然。可能有不同的原因，但是其中有一个就是记载在这里。
Of course, there could be different reasons, but one of the reasons is recorded here.
这里讲公义的果效是平安。
The work of righteousness will be peace.
也就是说，如果我们有公义就会有一个结果，就是平安。
That is to say, if we have righteousness, there will be a result, and the result is peace.
为什么公义跟平安连在一起？
How are righteousness and peace connected?
我们先来看什么样的生活没有平安。
Let us first discuss what types of lives do not have peace.
我们看以赛亚书的五十七章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 57.
以赛亚书的五十七章。
Isaiah chapter 57.
二十节，二十一节。
20 and 21.Isaiah chapter 57 verse 20 But the wicked are like the troubled sea when it cannot rest whose water cast up mire and dirt 21 There is no peace says my God for the wicked
这个讲恶人不得平静
Here it says that the wicked does not have peace
然后其中的水常涌出污秽跟淤泥来
And whose water cast up mire and dirt
人如果有罪
If men have sinned,
这个罪在我们心里的最深处会控告我们。
This sin in our most inner depth, our hearts will create this guilty conscience in us.
所以内心就没有办法平静下来，就没有平安。
It will judge us, and therefore we will have no peace in our hearts.
那这个内心的良心常常提醒我们的污秽跟淤泥，就是我们的罪。
And our conscience will often remind us of our mire and our dirt, that is our sins.
所以恶人做罪的人如果能够解决罪
So this wicked and the sinners, if they can resolve the sin,
他的良心就平安了。
Then they will have peace in their conscience.
哦，就没有罪再跑出来。
Because there will be no sin in their hearts.
哦，所以特别是在非洲啊，哦，每次跟他们洗礼完了，他们从水里面上来，觉得哇，我觉得好轻啊。
Every time when I conduct baptism in Africa, every time after the water baptism, they will get out from the water and say that they feel so light.
那你如果称称看体重有没有轻，没有啊。
But if you measure the weight, they weigh the same.
因为罪本身是一个担子。
Because sin itself is a burden.
所以罪压住人的心。
When this sin is casting the burden in our hearts,
这是一种压力。
It's a form of burden.
那洗礼完把这个罪洗掉了。
And after the water baptism, that the sin has been washed away.
良心很平安啊，因为罪已经被洗掉了。
You feel peace in your conscience because your sins have been washed away.
那个担子已经拿掉了，所以就觉得很轻松。
And your heavy laden have been taken away from you. That is why you feel light.
所以我们受洗的人应该有平安。
That is why people who receive or have received water baptism should feel peace.
但是有时候我们洗礼完我们的生活需要追求改变。
But sometimes, even after receiving water baptism, we need changes to happen in our lives.
所以洗礼完如果生活没有改变有时候那个刚刚洗礼完那个平安又会没有。
But if we do not have any changes in our lives, the peace that we gain right after the water baptism will be lost.
好，我们现在回来看以赛亚书的三十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 32. 32:1 Behold, a king will reign in righteousness, and princes will rule with justice. 2, a man will be as a hiding place from the wind and a cover from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of great rock in a weary land.
这个第一节跟第二节哈，如果我们仔细看，有一个王。
Here in verse 1 and 2, if we read carefully, we can see that there's a prince.
然后下面有首领。
There's actually a king, and there's also a prince.
然后第二节。
In verse 2,
有一个人。
A man.
其实这个三个都是在描写我们所拜的神。
So these three characters are describing the God that we're worshipping.
也就是主耶稣啊。
That is the Lord Jesus.
有一个王。
There is a king.
宇宙中有一个万王之王。
There is a king of all kings in our universe.
他就是天上的神。
He is the king in heavens.
他无所不在。
He is all knowing.
他用他全能的命令托住万有。
And he uses his authority to control the universe.
这是一个有实力的王。
And this is a king with almighty power.
他是秉公行政。
And he rules justice and righteousness.
所以这个王是一个公义的王。
That is why he is a king of righteousness.
因此人要得到平安就是要有这个王同在。
That is why if we want peace in our lives, we need to have the abidance of this king.
他是公义的。
This king is of righteousness.
所以神同在的地方一定是公义的地方。
So where abides God, there is justice and righteousness.
那教会如果我们大家都在公义上一直在进步神的同在就越来越清楚。
So if the church keeps improving in righteousness, then the peace of God will be more apparent.
那下面说这个首领掌管公平。
And here it says that the prince will rule with justice.
所以神作王的地方一定不会有不公义、不公平的地方。
So where the king reigns, there will not be no peace.
当然神会渐渐来改变这个情况。
Of course, God will gradually improve and change the situation.
神如果完全在教会作王。
If God is the only king controlling in the church,
这个不公义、不公平没有办法存在。
This unrighteousness or injustice will not exist.
如果神在我们心里面充满。
If God fills our hearts,
这个不公义、不公平也没有办法在我们心里面存在。
This injustice or unrighteousness will not exist in our hearts.
因为这两个没有办法同时存在。
Because these two cannot coexist.
所以当时神在使徒教会里面在做工。
when God was working in this apostolic church.
那亚拿尼亚他奉献钱财才拿到教会，这不是很好的事吗？
Isn't it not good that Ananias offered all his wealth to the church?
但是他心里面有这个隐藏动机上的不对。
But he has this ill intent in his heart.
所以这个不公义、不公平就被显露出来。
That is why the righteousness unrighteousness and injustice have been revealed.
那就被除掉。
And he has been axed.
那神就继续 在教会里面继续在做工。
But God continued to work in the church.
所以这个首领 教会的这个首领是用公平来掌权。
So the ruler in the church must rule with justice.
那第二节
Verse 2
说这个人像避风所和暴风雨的隐秘处。
A man will be hiding in a place from the wind and a cover from the tempest.
如果我们到中西部，你如果有去过访问中西部的家庭，
If we have visited families of our churches in the Midwest,
他们的家庭里面法规都规定要有地下室。
There is a regulation that there has to be a basement in their houses.
因为那里有这个龙卷风。
Because there is this typhoon.
Tornado.
Tornado.
那个风一卷过来， 所有屋顶全部都卷光了。
Because when the tornado strikes, all the roofs will be blown away.
所以现在警告一来， 龙卷风要从这里过， 大家就躲到那个地下室去。
So when the warning comes that tornado is striking, everybody has to hide in their basement.
那在那里得到保护， 得到保守， 得到平安。
And there they will have protection and they will have peace.
那这一个人， 像避风所跟暴雨的隐秘处。
So this person is like cover from the tempest and hiding place from the wind.
这个人也可以指着神， 也可以指着主耶稣。
So this person can be God or Jesus.
我们人有暴风， 有暴雨。
We as humans go through strong winds in our lives.
要隐藏在最深处， 就是跟神在一起。
We go through strong winds and storms, that is why we have to hide in this place with God.
那我们就在暴风雨当中能够享受平静。
And with that, we can experience peace in this time of storm.
好像 彼得被关到监牢。
Just like when Peter was imprisoned.
这个是人生的暴风。
This is the greatest storm in his life.
但是彼得就很好睡啊。
But Peter could sleep very soundly.
天使把他带出去， 他以为在做梦。
Angels brought him out and he thought that he was having a dream.
因为他已经隐藏在神的这个隐秘处。
Because he was already hiding in the place from the wind and covered from the tempest.
那下面又像河流在干旱之地。
And then the rivers of water in a dry place.
干旱， 就是什么都没有。
When we talk about dry place, it's somewhere that has nothing else.
但是河一流过去，
But when river flows,
干旱就变成肥沃之地。
This dry place will become a very fertile place.
那大磐石影子在疲乏之地。
And the shadow of a great rock in a weary land.
有时候人生 真的是充满着重担。
Sometimes in our lives, it's filled with heavy burden.
所以我们在人生的旅程好像非常的疲惫疲乏。
And in our life journey, it feels as though we're often exhausted.
那这个大磐石就是我们的 依靠。
And this great rock will be our reliance.
在它的影子之下。
And we will rely underneath its shadow.
所以这两节圣经节都在讲 我们敬拜神以后所能够体验到神的恩典跟福气。
And these two verses are discussing about the grace and the blessings that we will receive after we have believed in God.
这一个凭公义行政 借公平掌权的这个王，他就是我们所拜的神。
This king of righteousness and king with who and the prince who rule with justice is the God that we're worshiping.
但是呢， 我们虽然受洗归入神的名下，
But even though we have received water baptism and we're now children of God,
有时候我们的生活会 渐渐偏了方向。
Sometimes our lives will go astray from the right direction.
所以在神看起来偏了， 渐渐在神看起来我们的生活 目标就不对了。
And in the eyes of God, because we have deviated in our path, so our goals are blurry.
所以如果我们看第九节， 以赛亚书32章的第九节。
Now let's refer to Isaiah chapter 32, verse 9. Rise up, you women who are at ease. Hear my voice, you complacent daughters. Give ear to my speech. Verse 10, in a year and some days you will be troubled, you complacent women, for the vintage will fall, the gathering will not come. We admire people who live complacent lives.
也就是说经济很好，无忧无虑。
Those who have financial stability and do not have any worries in their lives.
我们把那个当作是恩典。
We treat that as a form of grace.
所以拼命赚钱，看能不能把债都还完，然后又能够存一点钱。
That is why we work really hard to pay off all our mortgages and hoping to have some savings.
所以无忧无虑可以享受人生。
With the thought that with like that, we will have no worries and can enjoy our lives.
这个是人看，觉得这样是好的。
And from man's perspective, this is viewed as very good.
但是有一天，如果我们到达那个情况，你又发现那里面对信仰真的有很大的考验。
But one day, if we were to reach that level, then we would realize that it is a very big test to our faith.
所以这里讲安逸的妇女，无虑的子女，要听。
That is why here it says that, tremble you women who are at ease.
那第十节,
Verse 10.
无虑的女子，再过一年必受搅扰。
You complacent women, for the vintage will fall, in a year, the vintage will fall.
所以中国有句话说，死于安乐，生活如果太安逸，灵性会有很大的危险。
That is why there's a Chinese saying that if you're too complacent in your life, there will be some trouble in your spirituality.
这个话从属灵上来看，跟圣经讲的是一样。
And this is similar to teachings in the Bible.
所以人在安逸当中，有时候不容易享受主耶稣里面的平安。
That is why when we're in complacent, it's not easy for us to enjoy the peace from God.
你看，真的会感觉到主耶稣平安的人，一般。 生活都不是很安定的人。
Usually people who experience the peace from God, they don't really have a very peaceful or stable life.
因为那个时候他的心才会真正归向神，才会真的依靠神。
Because at that time, only then will their hearts be returned to God and they truly rely on God.
那人在安逸平安当中，一般人的心都跑到世界去。
And during complacency, most people's hearts will return to the world.
那心偏离了神，当然那个。 神的平安就离开了我们。
So if your hearts have been deviated from God, of course the peace from God will be deviated from you.
好，我们来看阿摩斯书。
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
好，我们看阿摩斯书。
Book of Amos.
第八章
Amos chapter
8 阿摩斯书的第八章
Book of Amos chapter 8
第六章
Amos chapter 6
阿摩斯书第六章
Amos chapter 6
第一节
Verse 1, Woe to you who are at ease in Zion and trust in Mount Samaria, notable persons in the chief nation to whom the house of Israel comes.
这个地方讲，安逸无虑的有祸了。
Here it says that woe to you who are at ease.
然后我们看第四节。
In verse 4,
他讲他的生活过得很好，躺卧在象牙床，书生在榻上，吃的是群中的羊羔，棚里面的牛犊。 然后第五节,
Verse 5
弹琴鼓瑟唱消闲歌曲，就是有很多的世俗的娱乐。
So there are many worldly entertainments.
那这样的人，然后第六节用大碗喝酒，用上等油抹身。
Verse 6 Who drink wine from bowls and anoint yourselves with the best ointments.
这个是安逸。
These are complacent lives.
但是第七节,
But in verse 7
这些人被掳中首先被掳。
Therefore they shall now go to captive as those who have first of the captives.
为什么?
Why?
因为人在安逸的生活常常会进入不义。
Because in complacency, human often enter into unrighteousness.
好,我们现在看, 24节。
Now let's refer to verse 24.
第五章, 阿摩司书5章24节。
Amos chapter 5 verse 24, but let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream.
唯愿公平如大水滚滚,公义如江河滔滔。 他们的信仰还是有守节,还是有献祭。
They still preserve their belief, and they still do offerings.
但是已经失去了他的实质。
But it has lacked the 实质, or the substance.
只剩外表。
It's only the superficial form.
因为神是公义的。
Because God is righteous.
神也是慈爱的。
And God is merciful.
所以信仰的实质应该把神的公义跟慈爱在我们生活中反映出来。
So the substance of our belief should be reflected in our lives.
那现在只有外表没有实质。
But now only the surface exists but not the substance.
所以神就不是再跟他们同在,所以灾祸就来到。
So without the abundance of God, now calamities shall come before them.
所以我们信主要追求的不是这个世界上，神要给我们多少都感谢神。
So as we believe in God, we do not only pursue the in the world, but whatever God wants to give us, we are grateful for.
真的宝贵是属灵的福气。
But what's more valuable is the spiritual blessings.
好，我们回来看以赛亚书32章。
Let us refer back to Isaiah chapter 32.
25节。
Isaiah chapter 32 verse 15. Isaiah chapter 32 verse 15, until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the wilderness becomes a fruitful field, and a fruitful field is counted as a forest.
这里说等到，这个等到这一个字就把这一段话跟前面连在一起啊。So
the word until is the connecting word from the passage before this.
那安逸的妇女信仰已经渐渐离开神。
And the complacent women, their belief has already deviated from God.
所以神也渐渐没有同在。
And they are soon to lack the abundance of God.
那等到圣灵从上面浇灌下来。
Until the Spirit is poured down upon them.
圣灵的工作要开始有属灵的改变。
With the abundance of the Holy Spirit, there will be some changes in their spirituality.
那这个工作今天就在我们当中。
And this work is among us today.
所以有没有可能我们生活很安逸，但是我们满有主耶稣的平安呢？当然有可能。
Is it possible that even though we live complacent lives, but we are filled with the peace from God? That is possible.
那我们就要在安逸当中进到十五节。
And in the midst of complacency, we shall enter into as verse 15.
就是让圣灵浇灌充满在我们当中。
That the Spirit is poured upon us from now on high.
在属灵上有一个改变，神会继续同在。
And there's a change in our spirituality, and now with the abundance of God.
所以十六节，那时公平就要居住在旷野，公义要在肥田。
Then justice will dwell in the wilderness and righteousness remain in the fruitful field.
这个那时就是指着十五节，等到圣灵开始降下来，改变了我们属灵的情况，公义要显现，然后神的平安就会临到。
This word then in verse 16 explains that because after the Holy Spirit is poured down upon us, only then justice will dwell in the wilderness.
所以十五节，旷野要变成肥田。
In verse 15, the wilderness will become a fruitful field.
所以我们今天有时候这个心好像旷野，硬邦邦的。Sometimes
our hearts are so hardened, just like the wilderness.
神的话进下来，没有办法扎下来。And
the words of God cannot be rooted in our hearts.
但是如果肥田，
But if it is a fruitful field,
每个种子下来，它就会开始生根，就会发芽。
All the seeds will sprout once they land on our hearts.
所以我们现在在这个Bay Area，你看它山上很漂亮。
We look at the hill areas in the Bay Area.
很漂亮啊。
It's very beautiful.
因为下了很多的雨。
Because we have good rainfall.
种子就开始发芽，就开始开花。
And the seeds have sprouted, and the flowers started to bloom.
所以我们要一直祷告，祷告到这个圣灵的这个活水浇灌在我们内心。
We have to continue praying until the living water are flowing in our hearts.
那我们所听的话都会砸我们的心，都会进到我们里面。
That the words that we hear are rooted in our hearts.
所以肥田就会变成树林。
Only then the fruitfulness will become, the fruitful field will be counted as a forest.
旷野变成树林。
And the wilderness will turn into a fruitful field.
所以每一个人生活会改变。
There will be changes in everybody's life, everybody's lives.
跟那个种子所要带我们到那个地方一样。
The changes just likened to the seeds where it wants to bring us.
也就是神的话。
That is the words of God.
所以神的话在圣灵的感动之下，我们渐渐把它活出来。
The words of God, through the abundance of the Holy Spirit, we have to leave it out.
那公义就在我们当中。
Then righteousness will be among us.
神就与我们同在。
We will have the abundance of God.
我每一天的生活就很平安了。
And every day of our lives will be filled with peace.
所以我们在 灵恩会要追求 圣灵的浇灌。
Now, in during the spiritual convocation, we want to pursue and pray for the shower of the Holy Spirit.
也让神的话在我们里面产生改变。
And we hope that the words of God, when dwelling in us, will create some changes.
那我们有公义，平安就临到。
And with the abundance of righteousness, we will have justice.
我们就会跟很多慕道朋友体验到，哇，我真的很想来教会，来的真的不想回去。
And we can share the experience of the true seekers and believers that we do not want to leave the church even after the service ends.
因为他感受到平安。
Because they have experienced the peace.
我们现在来祷告。
Now we would like to kneel down and pray together.
求圣灵浇灌充满。
Let's pray for the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit.
一直到10:20。
Now let's pray until 10:20.
一起来祈祷。